White, Oakland, California, April 19th, 1876. Dear husband, I wrote you a long letter yesterday. Part of it I should have sent Monday morning from the city, but found it would not be taken from the box till afternoon. Therefore did not send it, but wrote my Tuesday letter and sent both together. We are all well, and hope to be so that we may do the work to acceptance, but this writing cannot be hurried. I dreamed last night of someone sending for me to come to their rescue. I said no, but the matter was urged with persistency. Your testimony, said they, must be borne, and the people receive it before God will come into their midst and do his work. The call I expect every day from Petaluma. I told Brother Chapman if things were straightened out there, I would come. If not, I would not bear my testimony among them. We received a line from Brother Wagoner last night. We'll send in this to you. We think that there must be patient but thorough labor in California if the truth shall prevail here. Received letter from Cornell, but he makes no definite confession of anything. He acknowledges the testimony is true and mourns as usual. I will send you letter if I can find it. Willie and Mary are very busy and make good time on the work. Loughborough and Annie have gone to Petaluma. We hope things may get straightened out then, if they are not dead and past a resurrection. But I have hope for them. Willie says he wants the note from Wagoner, so cannot send it. I will copy. Dear Willie, we find the church here much in the condition of a distressed nest of hornets. All is moving well as could be expected. Week ago, last Sabbath, Brother Chapman made some reference to testimonies. Cassidy flared up, considering it a personal insult. After some words had passed, left angry. Now they see that they have not gained by petting this unruly spirit. We expect several will go overboard, but we cannot help it. The whole church was dying, and something will now be saved. We had much freedom Sabbath. I visited long and late at Cassidy's Sabbath Eve, and our talk so prostrated him he could not go to meeting. He is the picture of misery itself. We have hope of her. Yesterday's, April 16th, meeting was good. Resolution passed requiring Cassidy to make satisfaction to the church, or they will take steps to cast him off. Committee will report his case. Tuesday evening, we expect final action. All works well. You will soon hear further. I expect to do a big day's work today, but I cannot rush off my work. As much as I should be pleased to see my sister Caroline, I would give it up for this writing. I mean nothing shall draw me from it, but a plain thus saith the Lord. Mary and I are getting off writing as fast as possible. Sister Rice is doing up sewing for me. She is a good dressmaker. Mary has a cold. She has no flannel. I get her some this morning, for she is cold. Dear husband, be careful and not overdue. I will be careful, and I want you to be. May God bless you. Guide you in judgment is my prayer daily. I have written this while all are talking like blackbirds around me. Willie has letter commenced. Will soon send it not finished. Edson appears well. He and Willie are in harmony. Your Ellen. Edson sells his home today, I expect for $1,750. He will then be free, except $500, which he will meet easily, as he has a great supply of work. He is having Emma and Gus to set music. I wish Mary also could have the opportunity of setting music and having a chance to earn means. Ellen.